Welcome back to our Mercy Talk podcast again this week. I am your host, Melanie Carter, and I am the Director of Outreach here at Mercy Ministries. We are really excited about some of the new vision and direction rolling out through Mercy's Outreach in 2015. And I just wanted to encourage you, if you missed it, to go back and listen to last week's podcast with our Executive Director, Christy Singleton. She really helped to just unpack all of the new components that you guys can be watching for in the coming months that are designed to help people outside of the walls of Mercy find lifelong freedom from, honestly, just really from anything that may be hindering them, whether it may be things like self-harm or an eating disorder or something like just negative thinking or nagging insecurity, just anything that may be holding people back. So, one of the things that Christy mentioned last week is our Freedom Experience, which is an event happening on October 2nd and 3rd of this year in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are really excited about this event. It's going to be our first ever event of this kind. And we are basically going to be walking people through the keys to freedom that we use in our Mercy homes, not only so people can use those keys to freedom just to help with any nagging baggage in their own lives, but also so that they can take those things and they can actually help other people who may be hurting and struggling as well. So please mark your calendars for October 2nd and 3rd, because we believe that this is just going to be a super powerful weekend. So we are really, really excited about it. And just as a reminder, you can find more information about Mercy in general, who we are, what we do, on our website at www.mercyministries.com or at mercytalk.org. Today, I'm really excited because we have another one of our awesome staff members with us here, Jen Otero, and we are going to be talking a little bit about just kind of what we often refer to here at Mercy as the why behind the what, and she's going to explain a little bit about what that means as we get going. But first, welcome, Jen. We're super excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
Awesome. Well, before we dive in, just want to give you a little history on Jen. Her history with Mercy goes back about 7 years. She has been a counselor in our Nashville home and the director of counseling. And just recently, she moved into our transitional care department to help just with supporting our former residents and our graduates after they leave our program. Jen has a master's of professional counseling from Liberty University, and she still actually has a part-time counseling practice in our community. So she is just a total wealth of knowledge and experience. We are really fortunate to have her here on our staff. And Jen actually works next door to me here in the office. And I can't imagine how many times I have come up and knocked on her door and just asked questions, asked for insight on things. So I know personally she has been really just so helpful in so many areas. So we're really excited to have you on the show today. And I just wanted to personally share how excited I am about the topic that we're covering today, because before working at Mercy, I was actually a youth pastor at a church here in the Nashville area. And, you know, I didn't really have a lot of formal education. Actually, I had no formal education or training when it came to ministry or counseling or anything in that field. And, you know, honestly, I just kind of had to learn things as I went. And one of the things that I started to learn pretty quickly once I started working with these with teen girls was, you know, they had lots of issues that they were struggling with, lots of different behavioral issues and things that you could see from the outside, whether it be from the way that they dressed or the kind of people that they hung out with or the kind of things or the kind of guys that they dated or just even the way that, you know, whatever it might be, gossip, just different issues that many teen girls deal with. And, you know, I started realizing the more I worked with them, you know, just us sitting here and talking about these things that they're doing, these behaviors, is not really getting us anywhere. And I think God started to show me, like, there's stuff going on deep in their hearts that is creating this behavior. And I'd never heard this before. I just started seeing it. I'm like, I think this isn't just about behavior. This is something going on underneath the surface. And I can talk about this behavior till I'm blue in the face, but until I actually start helping with them with the stuff that's going on below the surface, we're not going to get anywhere here.
That's right.
And so I really kind of started to try to, you know, do more things with these girls that were hitting the heart issues and not so much about just focusing on this behavior stuff. And I was like, man, I hope this is right. Cause I mean, I'm just kind of making this up as I go. And I remember that I came to Mercy to a training that they did here one time. This was before I was ever on staff. And I remember that the program director over our Nashville home came in and spoke a little bit about the program and about kind of just the different things that they incorporate. And she said, you know, the heart behind what we do is that we aren't focusing on just the issues that they're coming in with. You know, we deal with girls who are struggling with all kinds of different issues, but our focus is not on their issue. Our focus is on the heart and the struggle that's way below the surface. And I remember getting so excited in that training thinking, oh my goodness, maybe I had that right, you know? And so I was really excited to know that that is so much about what Mercy focuses on. And I just wish someone had told me about that before. And so I'm excited to get just kind of this message out to people today. And so, Jen, just especially with all of your experience here, you know, at Mercy, the counselors and staff, you know, work really hard to help the girls in the program get to the root of things. And so from your perspective, what does that mean? How would you explain that to somebody?
Absolutely. I think one of the first things I like to really share with the girls that I counsel is I'm sort of a picture counselor. And I think that often when we walk away with a picture, we go, oh, that makes sense. And so often we talk about this tree. And if I have a tree in my backyard that's dying, it would not make any sense for me to go out there and start whacking at the branches mm-hmm. and think that's going to change anything. I need to go in and pull that thing out completely by the root in order for it to be really dealt with. And so one of the things that we really hit on a lot at Mercy, and that's really where true freedom comes from for the girls that go through our program, is for them to come to understand, okay, this is not about me self-harming. This is not about my eating disorder. This is not about all of these things or the branches per se in their life. It really is about perhaps the issues of abuse or the shame or the guilt or the depression or all of the hurts and the stuff that's at the root of the issue that we typically don't label right away. Mm-hmm. We often see behavior, and that's good because those are the things we need to recognize as the red flags in our lives. But if we stop there, as you said, there's going to be very little to no freedom that happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot of people probably even listening today that can identify times in their lives where they go, wow, I was really focusing on the behavior. It's this idea of behavior modification mm-hmm. in the counseling world, that if I modify my behaviors, everything will be okay. But mm-hmm. that's just not reality. Right. That can last for a while and it can have some fruit to some degree. But we've seen a lot of girls come through our program where they've had counseling or been in and out of treatment center time after time after time. And they never really got to the root of the matter. For instance, if you have a girl who's struggling with an eating disorder, you can feed her the right thing all day long and she can gain the right weight and she can know what she needs to do in the natural. But if you've not dealt with the issues of abuse or shame or the things that she's dealing with, you're going to continue to cycle back around. Mm-hmm. We often even talk about if I were to go out and cut the branches off of a tree, I may feel like I've somehow changed that tree a little bit, but those branches will probably grow back one way or another. Mm. It may not be an eating disorder. It may be self-harm this time, or, you know, I may get really promiscuous with my boyfriend, or just different things that we, even in the church, are able to go identify those behaviors. But as believers, we got to get really good at going, okay, what is really underneath that for true freedom to actually take place?
Right.
And that is one thing that our Mercy staff and counselors do an amazing job at.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that explained that really well, just kind of the difference between behavior modification and heart transformation. Mm-hmm. And I can even see that in my own life. You know, I'm kind of a very highly self-disciplined person. So mm-hmm. I may see a behavior in my life that I'm like, I'm going to fix this, you know, and I'm going to do this, this, and this to change this behavior. But I've even seen it for myself that if I don't deal with the root issues in my own heart, I may succeed at changing that behavior, but it's just going to turn to something else.
Exactly.
You know? And mm-hmm. so, you know, I think you did a great job of explaining just the difference between those two. Just from your experience, I mean, what are some examples that you would say of branches in someone's life and the roots that need to be addressed for the true transformation mm-hmm. to occur?
And I think, you know, as I just spoke of an eating disorder, that would be one example. Mm-hmm. But I think one example that I really like to hit on in these times is also self-harm, because I think that's one topic that we see a lot at Mercy and I think is in our culture with girls a lot more than I think people identify at times. And so often self-harm roots right down to areas of control, down to shame. There's a lot of guilt and self-harm. punishment that actually happens. And there's a lot of reality, I think, at times where people see girls who self-harm and they think that they want to kill themselves, mm-hmm. or there's a suicidal thing. And that may be part of it, but usually it's a girl who's really struggling with some control. There's typically issues of even deeper roots of abuse and just issues that have happened, that is deep, deep, deep trauma, deep, deep roots, where it's actually a form of being able to test, wow, I actually can still feel, mm-hmm. or I have some control over my body, or sometimes it's a self-punishment thing. But if we get so freaked out about just a cut on an arm or a burn and just stay at that level, that girl will never get free. Mm-hmm. And so it really is such an important thing that we get really good at asking good questions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that our Mercy staff and counselors specifically are just pros at. And not just asking the questions to get the answers for the counseling relationship, but to have these girls become women of God that are good question askers, mm-hmm. of themselves, of the Lord, that they are able to get to the root because they know the questions to ask.
Right.
So what lies am I believing? Is there unforgiveness in my life? What is operating in me that has nothing really to do with this behavior right now? That's just the fruit of what I'm really struggling with.
Right.
And if we can get really good at asking those questions of ourselves, that's where we're able to get to the root and go, okay, this is what's really happening. And for the girls in our program, that often is, and I find as a counselor, I may not always have the answer, but God always does. Mm-hmm. And so being able to position these girls to ask good questions of the Lord, to say, Lord, what's really at the root of this? Why is this a struggle? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we can all carry, because we talk about our outreach and what we're doing with Mercy Multiplied and all of those things. It's not just about our Mercy girls. I think these are pieces that people can carry all over that know God, to be able to get good at going, Lord, what's really going on with me right now? I really don't want to work out, Father. What's my issue with discipline? You know, right. I may not have an issue with self-harm, but what is the issue in my life that's keeping me stuck here?
Yeah.
And recognizing He always has the answer.
That's really good. Well, I mean, that kind of leads me to my next question. You know, I would say that this is applicable to literally mm-hmm. everyone. I can't imagine how many times in my own life that even as I've learned this, like, oh, wait, there's always root issues behind the behaviors.
Right.
I've started applying that more to myself. And so sometimes I'll react to something in a way, and I, instead of like wondering why in the world did I react that way, it's like, okay, wait, there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a little digging here, even in my own heart, like, why did I just react that way to that? Or why, you know? And so, what would your advice be to someone, just some practical ways that our listeners can begin to address the root systems in their own lives?
Absolutely. I think the first thing is to be courageous enough to be willing to go there. I mean, if there's anything we see with all the girls that come into our program, is they're choosing to be here. This is not something that they are coming here against their will. They're choosing to step away from their life for this season of time to seek the counseling and the healing that they receive here. And so that same bravery or courage that we see in our Mercy girls, we have to choose to carry, because mm-hmm. it takes work. There's an intentionality is required of us to say, wow, what is it that's really going on? Because it's a lot more comfortable and a lot easier at times to stay in our bondage mm-hmm. and to stay in our brokenness and not ask the questions of ourselves. So I think that's kind of the first prerequisite to say, okay, do I want to really shift out of this behavior or this area of bondage or this area of brokenness in my life? And if so, I've got to take some personal responsibility and be willing to stop when I react to something and go, okay, I'm now willing to step into this and figure out what is really truly at the root of the situation. Mm-hmm. So I think that's first. But also, I think there's the other two pieces I would say is being a good question asker, as I said. And that's something that just comes over time, but being willing to be honest with yourself. And I think another piece we teach the girls a lot about is accountability and having people in our lives, and whether that's a counselor, whether that's an accountability person, a good friend in your life, someone who knows you and loves you well enough to go, hey, have you ever thought about this? Because mm-hmm. to be able to really recognize those things in ourselves sometimes can be difficult. You know, we tend to sort of deceive ourselves at times. So to have some people in our lives where we're saying, hey, this is something I'm seeing as a behavior or pattern in my life. What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts about why that would be kind of coming up in me? But also getting really honest with ourselves about our story mm-hmm. and the beauty in our stories, and that even in the difficult things, there's so much the Lord can bring out of it. He promises to bring beauty from our ashes. So if we're willing to bring those ashes to Him and say, Lord, I don't know why this is something I'm operating out of or struggling with, will you show me? Mm-hmm. So I think it compiles into being a good question asker, whether that's of ourselves, of God, of others, and being willing to be teachable mm-hmm. and be willing to take some chances and change some things when that needs to occur.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think it's also just important, as you were talking, I was just thinking about how, you know, this isn't just some sort of component to the counseling that we do here at Mercy that we just kind of made up. You know, right. I think literally that we can even just go to the Word of God and see over and over and over and over, especially when you look at the teachings of Jesus, that right. He wasn't out to change everyone's behavior and modify them to where they're acting right. You know, mm-hmm. You can see over and over throughout Scripture that He's after the heart. God is after the heart. And so for us just to constantly focus on fixing our behavior so that we're acting correctly, that wasn't His goal in the first place. No. You know, so I think this is from the Bible. I mean, this is very biblical that the focus be on the heart behind the issues. And whenever the heart is healed, it's not something, it literally, you don't have to focus on the issues, because the heart healing actually starts to create a change in that behavior without you ever having to focus on the behavior, you know?
Absolutely.
So I would say, well, I wouldn't say it, never have to focus on it. Of course, there are components to what we do where, you know, if someone is struggling with a specific issue, then there will be specific questions about that issue that we'd have to deal with as well. But the focus and the eyes are set on the heart and the healing there. So,
And I would jump in on that too. I think so often I've watched a girl who, you know, if she comes into counseling in a variety of ways, maybe she's coming in for anxiety or cutting or different things in her life. But as she really gets to the heart of the matter, you're right. It's not that those things aren't, you know, focused on, but stuff just starts kind of falling off. Like she's like, wow, I expected that to be this really difficult, hard thing. But when I got to the heart of the matter, suddenly stuff just didn't have a place in my life anymore.
Yeah.
I started to understand my true identity, or I started to understand that I'm really worthy of the best that God has for me, and all of these things that suddenly you go, self-harm has no room in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to starve myself anymore because I understand my true worth. And that does come from the Word. That does come from recognizing what God says. And so as they settle in and root into truth, it's not that there's not process and work to be done, but I've seen that so many times where we step into counseling, think it's going to be about something, and then the Lord shows up and it shifts gears and they go, oh, wow, because I got to the root about this area, all of these other things just kind of got dealt with. And it's not that they weren't focused on, but because the root was the focus, all of the branches just kind of lined up and dealt.
Right.
It's really cool to watch how that plays out.
Well, Jen, that is awesome information. Thank you so much for walking us through that. I think we could probably sit and unpack this for hours and hours. I'm really excited because I know that you're going to be coming back in a couple of weeks to go even further on understanding people's pain. And, you know, we have created some trainings and some even just some manuals and things that we're working on right now here at Mercy to be able to unpack this even more, because I think that we may have potentially created even more questions than anything today, just because now the question is, well, what are those questions to dig into those deep issues? And if someone is struggling with this, like, what could be some of the roots behind that? And how do I handle that? And so we're going to unpack some of that more in the weeks to come. And I also just want to just remind our listeners that as Christy Singleton and I were discussing last week in last week's podcast, we've got some trainings that we're creating here at Mercy and would love to be able to dig into all of this just even more at a deeper level for anyone who is interested in that. So if you want to be kept in the loop just kind of on what we're creating and different trainings that are available, you know, please send us an email at mercytalk@mercyministries.com and we can get you added to our distribution list to keep you informed on that kind of thing. So I just wanted to let you all know that next week we are going to have our intake department supervisor, Kelly Fawcett, on the show. And she is going to highlight the importance of knowing if the hurting people in your life are actually ready for help, because that is a very, very important component to actually being able to help someone. So Kelly and her husband are actually youth pastors at a local church here in Tennessee. So she brings a very helpful perspective to that discussion, and it's going to be awesome. So please don't miss that. And before we close out this podcast episode today, I just want to remind you listeners that Mercy does operate completely on the financial support of our donors. So if you are really connecting with these podcasts and the opportunities for reaching people in your life who are hurting You may be thinking, you know, how can I get more involved in this effort? How can I help Mercy's, you know, message get out? So we want to let you know that you can partner with us financially, and your giving makes a huge difference. We cannot do what we do without the faithful support of our donors. So if you want to give to Mercy, please know that you can do that by going to our website at mercyministries.com. Again, I'm your host, Melanie Carter, and Jen, thank you so much again for being here today. We want to thank you all for joining us at Mercy Talk, and we hopefully will see you next week.